Many Christians who have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their only Savior from sin, according to John 14:6, where he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." Many of these Christians seem to feel that their main hope in their lives is for eternity itself, and when they die, they'll go to be with the Lord Jesus. This is true, and this is wonderfully and true, in fact. But we have much more in our lives than just the hope of eternity. God has provided through the indwelling Holy Spirit that our lives would be enriched by Him and that every need of our lives would be met as we live in this world. Sometimes Christians are only young people. They may have 50, 60 years to live, and they need the help of the Holy Spirit. In the Gospel of John, chapters 14 to 16, the Lord Jesus dwelt upon these ministries of the Holy Spirit. Now, these are not, as some people feel, ministries of emotion and experience and deep feeling. Rather, they're the ongoing daily ministries of the Holy Spirit in our lives, ministries we can depend upon. The first of these is found in John 14, verses 16 and 17. And this passage reads like this, "And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another Comforter, that He may live with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth." Now, this term Comforter doesn't mean much to us in English. It literally means one who is called alongside to help you. Many times we're discouraged in life. Many times we need comfort when we go through sorrow or some through deep experience. Many of you, of course, maybe most of you, went through the typhoon. You went through the stress of that time. You went through times of wonder if you would ever recover when your homes were damaged and other losses were suffered. And this is the purpose of the Holy Spirit in our lives. He is one who undergirds us, who daily strengthens us, who comes alongside us to help us in discouragement and when we really, really need help and no one else is available to help us. That's the ministry of the indwelling Holy Spirit. If you have trusted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, He dwells within you and He's waiting for you to depend upon Him and look to Him for your daily strength. And so we can pray to the Father and we can simply say, "Today I need help by your Holy Spirit. And by your Holy Spirit who lives in my heart, please meet this need of mine. Lift me up, encourage me, strengthen me by your grace." So this is the ministry that the Lord Jesus is speaking about here. He says in this passage, He will be with you forever. In other words, as long as you live, the Holy Spirit will never depart from you. We know that salvation is eternal when we find it. Jesus said, "I give to them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no man can pluck them out of my hand." So because we are saved, because we know the Lord Jesus, we can depend upon Him to help us and encourage us and lift us up, this indwelling Holy Spirit. And my prayer for you today is that you might depend upon Him in your life. You might look to Him for your strength. You might depend upon Him. He is the only one and the ultimate one who can meet this deep need in your life. Now, we as Christians, of course, stand alongside each other. But that's not enough. We need someone inside us who will carry us through these difficulties and these things. And so I pray this for each of you. One other little thing I want to say in closing, and that is that there are those who feel that when we become Christians, all difficulties will cease. This, of course, is nonsense. Difficulties will not cease. Christians go through difficulties too. However, the Christian has this one in his life, in her life, to lift them up and to encourage them and to take them through. And that is why I share this with you today.